The dismissed staff of the Driver, Vehicle and Licensing Authority are to be paid salaries for the months of May and June. About 100 staff of the authority have been summarily dismissed due to what management says was financial constraints. Chairman of DVLA Workers Union, Eric Thompson, said the section of the labor law used in dismissing the staff does not apply to DVLA workers. Subsequently, management has agreed to use the authority's collective bargaining agreement. This was one of the decisions reached after an emergency meeting between management of DVLA and the workers' union. Mr. Thompson spoke to Bukli Nugu.
We made some issues concerning the line of the labor law that is, because we have that when that area does not affect our workers, so we made it known to them. So they agreed that that was a flaw in the process, but they will use what is in the collective agreement to get the dismissals.
So in other words, what you're telling us is that the law that was used to dismiss the workers, that law does not apply to DVLA workers?
Yes, you know, when you have the collective agreement, the Section 17 of the labor law does not apply under Section 19 of the same law. If you have a collective agreement, Section 15, 16, 17, then 18, all does not apply. So use what is in the collective agreement concerning those on probation.
Maybe for purposes of education, can you tell us exactly what that Section 17 of the labor law says?
No, it talks about how somebody who has a contract with an employee for 3 years or more, that contract can be taken off when the person is under probation. And in lieu of notice, 1 month's salary is given to the person, and that ends it.
So now that you have a collective bargaining agreement, which means that Section 17 does not apply to you, right?
Yes, but under the collective agreement, there's another under Section 13 also. They're saying there's another issue on probation, which applies to us. So that is what is going to be used.
And if that is used, how does it affect the workers? Does it make the workers come back to work?
No. It doesn't make them come back.
But what is the difference?
It's just under our collective agreement, during probational employment, either party may terminate service by giving 14 calendar days notice in writing to the other party or by the payment of a 1 month salary in lieu of starting. So in this case, our members have worked for almost getting to the end of the month, that is by 9th, Friday, which was 19. So if they still want to stand by, then they have to pay them the May salary and then pay them the June salary too.
But as workers, are you satisfied with this turn of events?
That is the right of the employer. And whether you are satisfied or not, they are using the law. And then once it's the law, there's nothing you can do. We are only pleading that in some exceptional cases, it will be looked at. So management have agreed to look at those exceptional cases. That is be on case-by-case basis.
So in other words, it's likely that some of the workers who have been dismissed may be recalled.
Some of them were reversed for the past 5 years or 6 years, but they were on contract. So maybe those cases are the ones that have to be considered, because they've already been with us. But because there was no avenue for employment for them to be employed, they were on temporary basis working with us.
But if all these 92 or 100 plus workers are eventually dismissed, won't it affect your operations?
Well, I think we come up with some understanding with management that if because this is financial, if in the next few months, if our finances are okay, I think we can make a case for some of them to be brought back.